Did Gimelam at base to get into the swing of the Sugya. Shmaina Asadava Gazru, my name is Shmaina Asadava. What are the Shmaina Asadava that they were Gaiza? This Nan, we learned Eilu Paislin Esatrume, Ha'oichel Oichel Rishin, Va'oichel Oichel Shaini. If a person eats a machel that is a Rishin Latume or is a Shaini Latume, or a person drinks mashkin tmeim, so this person, if he will touch tume, he will pass all tume. If a person comes in roishay verubay in mayim shuvim, so he's also passes tume. The toyer shenoflu al roishay verubay shloisha lugi mayim shuvim, a toyer that fell on him shleisha lugimayim shuvim. Vahaseifer, sefer teire is metame trume, despoisel esa trume, vayadayim, vatvuyoyim, vayoichlem, vakelem shenitmu b'mashkin. So these are from the Yutches Dovor that they were geyser. So now the Gemara is going to start explaining this Mishnah. Man tane ha'oichel, oichel rishayim, Va'oichel oichel sheini mifsal posli temuyi loy metame. Who is the tane that holds that if a person eats a machel that is a rishin letume or a sheini letume, so he always becomes a sheini letume and pasos tume. That means he does not become a rishin letume. If he would become a rishin letume, then he would be metame tume, because tume goes till a shlishi. So if he would be a Rishain, so then he could make Truma a Shaini, and that Truma could make something else a Shlishi. That's called he would be Metame Truma. But the Tane holds, he becomes a Shaini Letume, and he only passes Truma. Truma can only go to a Shlishi, and he only passes Truma. So who is this Tane? Omar Rabbi Bar Bachone Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua. This Nan. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ha'oichel Oichel Rishin, Rishin. Rabbi Lezer holds, if a person eats a Rishin Letume, so Oichel Kemachel, just like he ate a Rishin, he becomes a Rishin Letume. So, we see it can't be Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, if a person eats a Rishin Letume, he's Metametrum, he's not Toysel Esatrum, he's Metametrum. So you see, it's not Rabbi Lezer. Va'oichel oichel sheini, sheini. A person eats a sheini, he becomes a sheini letume. Oichel shlishi, shlishi. So Rabbi Lezer is consistent that the oichel gets the same aloches like the machel. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, ha'oichel oichel rishin. Va'oichel sheini, if a person eats a rishin letume, or eats a sheini letume, sheini. He becomes a sheini letume. So therefore he can only pass letume. Shlishi, what if he eats a shlishi letume? So he becomes sheini lekoidish. He becomes a sheini that he could now be metame koidish. The ain sheini letume. But he does not have a din sheini to pasul trume. And the shlishi that we are speaking about, ha'oichel shlishi, this is speaking about bechulin shenasu al taras trume. This is speaking about chulin that he was noyig that they should have all the chumres of trume. Let us see Rashi. Let's hope we'll get a little clearer. Let us see Rashi from the bottom. Man tane mihu ha'imakein. Who is this tane? That holds posli esatrume, that if a person eats an oichel rishin or oichel sheini, he passes trume, va'oisa trume leitivse lacheret. But this trume will not passel another trume. Shuv b'mago. So in other words, he becomes a sheini, and he only passes trume because trume goes to l'shlishi. But loy metamu esa trume, not bekoyach to be metame trume, What does that mean? Liyoy shniya, to make the truma a sheni l'tume. That means if he would be a rishin, he could make the truma sheni. Vehi tachzer v'tiv salachehim. And then the truma could make a shlishi. So that's called, he's being metame truma. He's making the truma bekoyach l'tame yacherim. Ha'oichel oichel rishin. So now this is Rabbi Eleza. Ha'oichel oichel rishin. Nase gufay rishon. So he becomes a rishon. Umetame yesa trume. So according to Rabbi Eleza, he's metame trume. Liyoshniya, that the trume will become a sheni. Vehi tarzer vetivso shlishi. And this trume is bekoyach to pasel, to make a shlishi. And pasel trume will make it a shlishi. The Sfas Emes asks, he's medayik from the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Nase gufoy rishon, metamei es hatrume. Why does Rashi say, metamei es hatrume? Lemaise, he could passel chulin also. The halacha is that chulin goes to a sheni, trume goes to a shlishi, and kodesh goes to a ravi. So why does Rashi chapon metame yesatrume, nase gufa rishin metame yesatrume, l'chayre pasos chulin also? Okay. Sheini. So then, if he ate a sheini, he becomes a sheini. So then, it's poiso, ve'enei metame. Maybe Rashi chapson trume, because we're speaking about trume. Chulin is a poiso, not a metame. Anyway, sheini, poiso, ve'enei metame. A sheini will be a poiso. Shlishi. What if he will eat a shlishi l'tume? Einoi poisel trume b'magoi. If he will touch trume, he will not pasel trume, because trume only becomes pasel from a sheni. Avol hakochim poisel. But if he touches kodesh, he will pasel kodesh, because kodesh goes till al rabi. Beperik beis des shchitas chulen meforesh taimed de tavayu. Why Rabbi Lezer holds that the oichel is the same aloch of the machel? Why Rabbi Yeshua holds that he goes down a step? Rabbi Yeshua oimer, ha oichel oichel rishin. If a person eats a machel that is a rishin letume, havi sheni, he becomes a sheni. V'chein ha oichel oichel sheni, havi sheni, he also becomes a sheni. V'hosam meforish taimer. Why is it that when he eats a rishon, he becomes a sheni? So the svara of Rabbi Yeshua is because this should not be more chomor than tumas maga. A rishon makes a sheni. A rishon never makes a rishon. So when they wanted to make him tomei, they couldn't make him more tomei than a tumas maga. So just like a rishon can only make a sheni, a rishon can never make a rishon. So who adin, a rishin here makes him a sheni. But a sheni makes him a sheni. Now where do you see such a thing that a sheni could make a sheni? V'chein ha'oichel oichel sheni, have a sheni. V'hosam meforish taimen. The Gemara in Chulin says, because we see in other cases, there's such an inyan that a sheni can make a sheni. Motzinu shahasheni oise sheni, al yedei mashkin. With mashkin, a sheni can make a sheni. The mashkin, afilu hein shniin, if you hear a mashkin that is a sheni litume, nasin tchile, so they are a sheni, but it also becomes a rishin, because the klal is that kol apoysel es atrume metame mashkin li es tchile. That if a sheni or a rishon touch mashkin, it becomes a rishon. So the mashkin afilu hein shniin nasen tchile, the mashkin become a rishon. Va'oisin magon sheni, and that what the mashkin is, the mashkin, let's say, touched an oichel. So va'oisin magon sheni. So what they touch will become a sheni. So we see a sheni can make a sheni. So there's such a thing. Pafkanich miru b'sheni lasei sa'oich like yaitzei boy. So they said the same thing. Since we see such a musig that a sheni letume can create another sheni letume. That is, if the sheni was mashkin, that's how Rashi makes the case over here. So Mamela, so therefore they said, if he ate a sheni letume, he also becomes a sheni letume. Shlishi, what if he ate a shlishi letume? Then he becomes sheni lekaidish. So he gets a din sheni legabi kochim. Legabi trume, he cannot passel trume, but legabi kaidish, he gets a din sheni. So Rashi explains as follows. Ha oichel, oichel shlishi. If a person ate a machel that is a shlishi letume, oise gufoi sheni lekaidish. So his goof becomes a sheni. Vahosa meforish taime. The Gemara explains in Chulin as follows. The high oichel shlishi, this shlishi that we are speaking about, how did this oichel become a shlishi? The klal is Chulin can never become a shlishi. Chulin goes to Lashayni. So it is speaking about Chulin shenasu al tares tume. This man Chazal, when they were nizer in tume v'tare, the zehirus was meiridim. There was a zehirus that they ate chulin al taras tume. That means that this chulin should have all the dine tume and tare of tume. So this was a person who ate chulin al taras tume. The high oichel shlishi chulin shall shenasu al taras tume. So therefore, if this in according to him with his anhoge has a din, has all the dinim of Trume, so memele for him this is a shlishi. So that, because if this has the same din tara of Trume, so it has a din shlishi. The tarosa, but the tara of Trume, Trume he eitzel hakodesh. That means that which was considered tohir for oichlei Trume is not considered toher for oichlei kodesh. The Gemara says that big day oichlei trume was tumas medres la oichlei kodesh. That means those who were nizer in achilas kochim, so those who were only nizer in achilas trume, their shmire, their tahare, the zehirus was only legabe trume, so legabe kodesh they were considered tame. The taharosam, the tare of trume, tuma hi eitzel hakodesh, is not considered tahare by kodesh. No, it's considered tame. That means legabi kodesh we considered ki'ilu there was no shmira and zehirus whatsoever. Hilkach, shmira dido, lav shmira hi le'inyin kodesh. So that means, if we had something that became a shlishi, and it was chulin shenasu al tares trume, that means that the whole shmira of this machel was equivalent to the shmira of trume. But there was no shmira of kodesh. So we have a klal that the tare of trume is considered tume legabi kodesh. It's considered ki'ilu there was no shmire whatsoever legabi kodesh. Shmire dido lav shmira hi le'inyin kodesh. So the shmire that was done to ensure it should be toilet trume is not considered as if there was any shmire whatsoever legabi kodesh. V'chayshina ba'oicho shlishi didei. So if a person is eating chulin shenasu al tares trume, and this chulin became a shlishi, legabi trume, legabi kodesh, I think the worst, dil merishenu. Legabi kodesh, because if the shmire is not, we're not goyres the shmira of trume legabi kodesh, so memela I have to be afraid, dil merishenu. Maybe legabi kodesh, this became a rishin letume. Therefore, va'oichli sheni. So the person who eats it will become a sheni. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Shlishi, if a person ate chulin shenasu al taris truma, which was a shlishi, so he becomes a shayni lekaidish. Because legabi kaidish, I have to assume the worst, I have to be afraid, maybe the shlishi is really a rishayn letume. So if it's a rishayn letume, so the mele he'll become a shayni. He's a shayni lekaidish, the ain't shayni letume. But he does not become a shayni letume, because legabi truma, we said this was a shlishi. Bechulin shenasu al taras truma. That's what we say, that it is possible to eat chulin, that is a shlishi, klaima, ve'eze chulin atomoitze oichol shlishi, how is it possible that there should be chulin, and it should have a din of a shlishi, bechulin shenasu al taras trume. Chulin, the whole anhogi was that it should have the same hilches tare like trume. Deilu chulin greide, loy mashkachas bu shlishi. Chulin alone will never become a shlishi. Chulin can only become a shein. So al koponim hanoigeya alonu, if we have over here, the Mishnah says that ha'oichel rishain is poisel as atrume, so al kolchoch, this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says the oichel oichel rishain becomes a shein. According to Rabbi Eleza, it wouldn't be paisel as atrume, it would be mitame as atrume. My time gozul bei rabbonon tume. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, why this is this whole tume is that the rabbonon de kedin? There's no such thing that if a person eats a machol, that a machol should be metama a person. A person can only be mekabo tumah from an ava tumah midiraisa. And the only tumah sachila Rashi brought on that Yudgimel Medbeis is a oichel nivlas oif toyer. If a person will eat a dead chicken, he'll be metama bebeis abliyim. But like this, there's no such musig that an oichel should be metama a person. So, and here we see that we're goyze, that an oichel is metama a person. So the Gemara asks, my time it goes to be Rabbonon Tume. Was Rabbonon Geyser Tume? Why did they say that if a person eats an oichel that is Tome, he becomes Tome, he's Vekoyech to Pasol Tume. So the Gemara said they were afraid of a kilkel that might occur. Why? The Zimnin, the Ochel Oichlin Tume, if we would not have this Gzeira, so without this gzeira, there's no problem. A person is permitted to eat oichlim tmeim, and oichl tamei is not mitamehim. So we have here, let's say, a koyin that ochel oichlim tmeim, and there's nothing wrong with eating it. And he's in the middle of chewing these oichlim tmeim, v'shokel mashkin, he gets a little thirsty, and he wants to drink some mashkin, he wants to drink some wine, and he has got tumedika wine. Which lechayr is also not bad. He's a kohen toher. He's permitted to drink yayin shel truma. But there's a problem over here. He has in his mouth oichlin tmeim, and now he won't cheshbin everything, and he's going to go and drink some yayin shel truma. V'shokel mashkin de truma, v'shodi lepume, and he's going to pour the mashkin shel truma in his mouth that has oichlin tmeim. And what's going to happen? Uposeluhu. And he's going to pasel the yayin. So memele, in order to prevent such a kilkul, so Chazal said, Rav Yid, if you're going to eat oichlim tmeim, you become tameh. So memele, if he becomes tameh, he'll never take yayin shel trume to drink yayin shel trume. If he's willing to be metame himself, gezuntahe. But al koponim, he will realize that in this matzav, he's not permitted to touch yayin shel truma. That is the reason for the gzeira. Shoyse mashkin tmeim, my time gozru bei rabbonon tume. That's the first halacha. Oichel oichel rishin, oichel oichel sheini, he's poisel as a truma. Why were they gozer that he becomes tomei, and he passes truma if he drinks mashkin tmeim? My time of gozru bei rabbonon tume, the zimnin the shasa mashkin tmeim, the same type of a gzeira, the same type of a takola. he might come and drink mashkin tmeim, which in this essentially is nothing wrong with this, v'shokel oichlen de trume, and while he's drinking the mashkin tmeim, he might take an oichel of trume, v'shodei lepume, and he'll put it into his mouth, u'pasalu, and he'll pasal the trume. So therefore Chazal said that if he drinks mashkin tmeim, he'll become tamei. Frag the Gemara, heinu hach. So this is this, what's one gzeire? It was a gzeire, oichel and tmeim. Another gzeire, shoyse mashkin tmeim. It's the same gzeire. Why did he have to make two separate gzeires out of it? So the Gemara says, no. Mau de teima ho shchichi vaho lo shchichi. The first, if a person is eating oichel and tmeim, so that is shchiach, he should get thirsty in the middle and want to drink some yayin shel trume. So that gzeire is shchiach to occur. But the second, if he's drinking mashkin tmeim, when a person is drinking mashkin tmeim, he will, or when a person is drinking mashkin, he won't stick oichlem into his mouth then. It's not convenient while you're drinking to stick food into your mouth. So memele, so the whole thing is loy shchiach. So I would think that therefore Hoshoise Mashkin Tmeim, Chazal did not make him Tomei Lifsalat Tmeim, because the whole Gzeire is Loi Shchiyah. Kamash Malon, that they were Geyser by Hoshoise Mashkin Tmeim, also that he becomes Tomei. Let us see Rashi. My time Gozul Vodom Ha'oichel Sheyehei Tomei. That he should become Tomei and he should pass the Tumei. Upasalu. So they were afraid he might be eating Oichlem Tmeim and he'll drink Truma, and he'll drink Tumei while the Oichlem Tmeim is still in his mouth. Upasalu, and the Oichlem Tmeim will pass the Tumei. And what's wrong? So Rashi says that it is wrong. The Torah is a essay that a person has to make sure or to be a shomer truma that it should remain Torah. To receive es mishmeres trumoisai. So there's a din mishmeres by truma. A person has to watch and take care of truma. It should not become tummy. And if he'll have, if he wouldn't make this gzeire, so he might have oichlem tmeim in his mouth, and he'll be metame the yayin shel truma, and he's over a mishmeres trumaisai. Lefikach gozru bo oichlem tmeim. Shouldn't be Rogel Eitzel Trume. So now there's a kasha that the Marsha asks the kasha with a bomb. The Marsha asks the kasha as follows. He says, Rashi says, what were they afraid of? What kilkul could occur if he has in his mouth Oichlem Tmeim? So what wrong could occur? The wrong that could occur is he'll be metame the yayin shel trume, and what's wrong with that? He's over on mishmeres trumoisa. Frek the marsho, it's much worse than that. If the yayin becomes tamei and he'll swallow trume tmeya, so he's chayiv misa. Ha'oichol trume azor that eats trume tmeya is chayiv misa. So why did Rashi say we're only afraid of a kilkul? Were only afraid of a kilkul of mishmeres trumoisai. Rashi speaks out what they were afraid of. The Rashi people were afraid he'll be oiva mishmeres trumoisai. If you want to tell us what there is to be afraid of, is afraid if the yayin will become tamei and he'll swallow the yayin, so he's eating trume tmeya, that's chayiv misa bidei shamai. That's the marsho's kasha. Now, this statement that Yechayiv Misa B'day Shemayim if you eat Truma Tmeya is very mechudishtik. Poshet is a Gemara in Yevamis, Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis, The Gemara in Yevomis Tafayim Gimel on the Bay says, if a person eats Truma Temeya, Koyin eats Truma Temeya, he's over Anasei. Bisharecha Toichlenu HaToyer VaTome Yachtov. By Psulei HaMikdoshim it says one is permitted to eat when it's Tomei. Lafuki Truma Temeya, it's an Eser. It's a Lava Bo Michlal Asei. But there's no Chiyiv Misa. That Achoinim Eskan the Marsha. And there's a whole bunch of Mara Mekaymes, other Rishonim also say Yechayiv Misa, it's not only a Marsha. But Al Koponim, the Poshet, the Teretz to this Kasha is, if a person eats Truma Temeya, is only, also only over on an essay. The Masha made it, he's Chayav Misa. Then it's a Kashis. Why didn't Rashi say, why didn't Rashi specify the greatest kilkul that could occur? But if Lamaisa, if the Chayinim say Lamaisa, you're only over on an essay, so then the Kasha is Nish zu Gefela. So Rashi Chaton, this essay. What's better this essay than a different essay? The Loshin Hazov says a very interesting teretz b'chlal on the Marsho's Kasha. The Loshin Hazov says that Rashi had a different Kasha over here. Rashi's Kasha was, they were afraid that he might eat Oichlem Tmeyim, and then he'll drink Yayin Shel Trumas, and Amela, they made him a Sheni. So, the Loshen Azov says, they didn't have to make him a sheni. Let them make him a shlishi. Let's make him a shlishi. Don't make him a sheni. Make him a shlishi. Now, it's Mavua in Chulin, if he is a shlishi, letume, he's not permitted to eat trume. He's not metame trume, he's not toiselesa trume, but he's not permitted to eat trume. So if the whole problem would be, maybe he might come and drink Truma Temeya, good. So in order to prevent that problem, make him a shlishi. Make him a shlishi, don't worry about it. He won't come to eat Truma. That Kashi Rashiel. Why do you have to make him a sheni? So he says because they were afraid of something else. They were afraid, if he's oichel, oichlem tmeim, they were afraid that, not only that he'll drink the oichlem tmeim, the yayin shel trumim, he might put it to his lips before he reminds himself that he's oichlem tmeim in his mouth, so what, then he'll remind himself. So memele, so what's wrong by doing that? If he brings it to his lips, so he's over on Mishmeres Trumoisai. Then he's Metame Trumim. So therefore, if they would only make, they wanted to prevent not only that he shouldn't drink Trumim Tmeya, he shouldn't be Metame Trumim. Now, if they'd make him a Shlishi, if they would make him a Shlishi, that's only preventing him from not drinking Trumim Tmeya. Not drinking Trumim. But from touching Trume, there's no Shmire, which will prevent him from not touching Trume, because a Shlishi does not pass on Trume. And they wanted that he should stay 10 feet away from Trume when he's eating Oichlem Tmeim. Because if he's not staying 10 feet away, the Yayin Shel Trume might touch the Oichlem Tmeim. So that is why they made him a Sheni. They made him a sheni in order to make sure he shouldn't touch Trume when he's eating Oichlim Tmeyim. To medayk the Loshon of Rashi, Rashi seems to v'oisem ego v'af kanich mira b'sheni las oichle ki yoytze boy. No. My time at Gozel ba'odom ha'oichel meduik in the Rashi. My time at Gozel ba'odom ha'oichel sheyehei tomei. That he should be a sheni, that he's not a shlishi. So they said the chash is, because maybe he'll have oichlem tmeim or posalei. So therefore Rashi had to mention the kilkel of mishmeres trumoisai in order to explain why they gave him a din sheni, and not a din shlishi. And that's what Rashi answered, shelo yehi rogil eitzel trume. They didn't only want to assure he shouldn't, when he's eating oichlim tmeim, he shouldn't drink trume. They wanted shelo yehi rogil eitzel trume. Hashriche she'adam shayse im achilosai. This is shriach. If a person is eating, he could want to drink some amela, so therefore this gzeir is a gzeir shriche. V'haloi shriche she'ye oichel im shtiyosai. When he's drinking, if he's drinking mashkin t'mayim, he should eat trum. Let us eat Taisvis. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, ha'oichel oichel rishayim v'shayni, say he eats a rishayim. Sai he eats a shayni, he becomes a shayni litum. But Perik Beis the chulam of forest time, why does he become a shayni litum? Mishum de motzinu, shayni oise shayni al yedei mashke. That's why he becomes a shayni litum. Vim taime, mai tzorich osom lahai taime. Why do you have to say he becomes a shayni? Because a shayni makes a shayni. Name the lahoche shayni oisa shayni kadefarish besamach begmore. Mishum de zimnin de ochal oichlin tmeim vishadi mashkin de trume. The reason they made him a shayni is because they wanted to make sure he shouldn't be metame trume. That's why they made him a shayni. Because we see a shayni oisa shayni. It doesn't work. It's not a cause and effect. Because a shayni makes a shayni, that's why he becomes a shayni. The whole thing is a gzeire. They had to be metamehem in order to prevent that he should not drink a yayin shel trumim when he has oichon tmeim in his mouth. So that's the reason. Why do you have to say, because we find that a shayni makes a shayni? So Taisva says, with Bishas Chazal made a gzeira, so the reason is one inyan. But the gzeira has to have some type of a hagdore. It has to be so plausible and sensible. That means, Chazal Zichr wanted that he should become Tomei when he eats Eichlum Tomeim to prevent that he should not drink Yayin Shel Truma while he's eating it. Fine. That was their purpose. But to say he becomes a Shani, if there is no such thing in Hilchis Tumah V'Tara that a Shani is a Shani, they couldn't say such a thing. Because B'hol Takona is a Galachta, the Domi L'chulcha B'tlula. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua had to say that this thing is not a gelechta. In other cases, we also find that a shayni ois a shayni. So if there's such a musig, so therefore the reason is because he might be metame the trumit. But to give him a din shayni, they were only bekoich to give him a din shayni, since we find in other tziyurim that a shayni ois a shayni. Zimnin the ochel oichlin tmei. He might come to eat Eichlin Tmei. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So if we remember, we have to understand that Rabbeinu Tam is telling us a big chiddush. Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis said that this din, Eichlin Tmei, that he becomes Tmei, so Rashi says, V'shiyuron livsel asagviyeh, this psul that he becomes tamei is dafke when he eats a chatzi pras, which is either 2 bayim or 1.5 bayim. This is not a tumas maga, this is a tumas achila, and he has to eat either between 1.5 and 2 bayim, whatever the shear of a pras is. He has to eat a half of a pras. That's how Rashi learned pshat in this gzeirah. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. The psul gviyah, that we have in Shas, if a person eats oichlin tmeim, that he, his goof, gviyah, the goof becomes, he's a poisel, he's poisel as a trume, han is keres b'chol mokoy, the amrin and the gemara says an eirevin v'chatzi chetzio livsel as a gviyah, a chatzi pras tassel the gviyah, Dahainu, what is a chatzi pras? Ainu shir shnei beyim, uleman di yom abeyo machze. This din of psul gviye, lav hainu gzeire dohoche. This is no shaykhis with our Gemara. The Mahar Taime Dohoche, so the Rabbi Natan asked Akasha, if this Psul Gviya is that we are afraid we may eat Eichlem Tmeim, and the Eichlem Tmeim will be Metame Yayin Shal Trume. If that is the Gzeire, I feel a Kebeya Apostle. So why does he have to eat two Beim? The reason of the Gzeire is because he might have Eichlem Tmeim in his mouth, and that'll passel the Yayin. So why do you have to have two bayim in your mouth? You have to eat two bayim. If you have one bayim in your mouth, a bayim is metame mashkin. So the gzeira should be chal if he ate one bayim. Why did they say he only becomes posel, he only becomes tummy if he ate two bayim? So because of this kashe, so the Rabbeinu Tam said a gan shishtiktei. So the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. El psul gvia gzeira kadmoinia isaise. This psul gviya that Chazal speak about in Erevin, that if a person ate two bayim, he becomes tomei, that is a gzeire that was chal before the Yud Ches Dover. V'gozru shaloi yiyu boim litois v'loima. You could have someone that ashtikalamden is the greatest chesom, because he can make a meire dike kilku. V'loima. Now the ashtikalamden is going to say like this. A person is going to eat Eichlem Tmeim. Fine. No problem. You're allowed to eat Eichlem Tmeim. And then afterwards you're allowed to eat Trume. Af al pi shenegeya ha-Trume ba-Eichlem Tmeim shebe-Meyim. This is going to be this London's kash. He's going to ask that he ate Eichlem Tmeim and now he's eating Trume. So the Trume is touching the Eichlem Tmeim. How are you permitted to eat? So that is a lam. It's the touching and the boich. Now it's a boich for it. Because it's a beis hastorim. That's if you'd be against a lam. And if it would know the lochus completely, the beis hastorim, there's no din to it. But as a lam is on it. So he's going to ask Akasha, I'm permitted to eat oichlem tmeim, and afterwards I'm permitted to eat trume, and the trume is touching the oichlem tmeim, and you're allowed to do it. So what's that? Is a raya yela to be metame trume. From the boy. This mamish has stick fire from the boy. He figured it out. So that's what he's going to say. Kamaisha muta lechel trume. Acha oichlen tmei. Just like you're allowed to eat trume after oichlen tmei. Af al pisha negeya trume boichlen tmei mshe bemeyo. Even though the trume is touching the oichlen tmei. Ach muta lagia trume boichlen tmei mi bachut. So you're allowed to let Trume touch Eichlem Tmeim. So me meile vod given a meire dike kilku. O le kach gozru, to Eichel Eichlem Tmeim, kach a tzipra, shei gufe nivsel melechel betrume. So we have to teach this person, we can't teach him Hilchus Parah, so we have to tell him, Rabbi, you know, you're not allowed to eat Trume after you eat Eichlem Tmeim. You become Tmeim. Aval sheyegufoy nivsal milechel betrume. So we said that you're not permitted to eat trume. You become a shlishi. You become a shlishi l'tume. Aval imago loigos. But we wanted to prevent one thing. We wanted to prevent that he should not eat trume after he eats oichlem tmei. So we said that sheyehei gufay nivsal milechol betrume. We said you become a shlishi. So the minute you become a shlishi, so you're not allowed to eat trume. So you'll never have your kasha because you're not allowed to eat trume after you eat oichlem tmei. Avol lemage loy gozru. But that if he'll touch trume, it'll be metame trume. There never was such a gzeira. Now, why did they pick on the shear of a chatzi pras of two bayim or a bay and a half? The davke kechatzi pras they made this gzeira, avol kebeye lekel amiti. But if you would only eat a beye, then there's no choice. Shen nishar bein hashinayim v'nechsar koydim sheyegia lemeyo. That means like this: if you're going to have this London over here, this will figure out. I'll ask the kasha, I ate a kebeye of oichlem tmeim. Why isn't it mitame
the truma I eat afterwards, so not a lambden kamois, to say, no, you know why? Because there's still stuff, there's still some of the beya stuck in your mouth. So you don't have a beya in your boy. So less than a beya is not metame. So memela, these two will get together, the mamish, each one is a bigger illy than the other. So memela, so there's no problem. There was no problem. So by a beya, there would never be a problem. But by a beya v'chatsi, so then there's a problem with it. Eat a beya v'chatsi, so then the yes is kasha. How am I allowed to eat tlume after I eat a beya v'chatsi of oichon tmeim? Then there's already at least a beya in the bay. So memele, so the only made this gzeire of psul gvir davke if he ate a chatsi pras, which is a bay of the chatsi or two bay. The davke chatsi prat, avu kebay lekalamiti, shenisha ben ashimayim, ashinayim, the next are koidim shigil a mayo. The kivin da afki me kebay, so since Chazal did not make a gzeir on a kebay, ukme a chatsi prat. They didn't want to say a mashu more than a bay, so they gave a shir of a chatsi prat, which is either a bay and a half or two bay. Avu gzeir da hochi gozru, but the gzeira over here was a different gzeira. Gozru sheyivsel af lemaget. Here, this is a new gzeira altogether. That if he eats a kebeya of oichlin tmeim, so we were afraid this kebeya might touch the yayin shel trum in his mouth. So here we said from a kebeya alone, If he becomes tume and he passes tume, if he touches tume, he will also pass the tume. Va'av b'kebeya, mishim taimed the meforish. Teida the gzeira kadmoini is hoisa, so ben etam means another raya that this is a gzeira kadume, to the yume b'perik basra, tal kedaitach lamein with the psul gviya de reise, the gemore rahavin in psul gviya de reise, o b'yutches dova yekulam b'kiim, v'echo yutayim loime di de reise, the imkain chosolo, so then we'll be missing from the yutches dover. So al kocha psul gvir with a chatsi pras is a different zera altogether, and that made him a shlishi, and according to that zera, he was not mitpoisel as a trume b'magoi, he was only a shlishi that was not permitted to eat trume, and this zera is when he eats a kebeye of oichlem tmei. And according to this zera, he's metame trume b'magoi. That's a bein etam zashtik teire. The rivo meforesh, so the whole shtik teire of the bein etam was really, why did they pick on a shear of a bey of a chatsi, or shnei beyim? According to the way the Gemara tells us, the gzeire is the yayin might become tomei from the machel, affiliate kebey, he also should become tomei. The Rivo Meforish, the Rivo says about Abata Sheteres. The Psul Gvi Ayin Gzeire Doch. First of all, like Rashi says, it's all one Gzeire. Floy Gozru Akebeye, why won't they go Yisra Anabeye? But he shein Odom Tome Lishtoi Satche Yoichol Chatsi Pras. Takert, because the whole thing was built on the Gzeire. While he's in the midst of eating Oichlim Tmeyim, he might want to drink some yayin shel trume. One does not become thirsty from a kebeya. A kebeya v'chatsi or shtei beyim, that could bring on thirst. So therefore, the gzeira was only chal if he ate a chatsi pras. Umashkin tmeyim shetzorech l'reviyit. Why the psul gviya is only when he drank a reviyit? Mishim dem deraita la metami acherem ela bereviyit. That was that they were afraid again he might be drinking mashkin tmeim not put into his mouth an oichol shel trume. So which mashkin tmeim can be metame an oichol min atayra dafkev hez a revius, is a shir revius. So therefore the whole psul gviya is only if he drank a revius. The next taisvis, v'shokol mashkin v'trume v'shodei l'pumei uposolohu. They were afraid he might drink mashkin v'trume, and while he has oichlem t'meyim in his mouth, uposolohu, and he will passel the mashkin shel trume. He will passel the mashkin shel trume. That's what they were afraid of. Fragt Teisves, va'af al gav, de mashkin chila havu.
So Teisves asks Akashe, that mashkin becomes a rishin. Why does the Gemara say that the oichel will passel the trume? The oichel will be metame the trume.
The oichel will be metame the trume. Kedi oma kola poisel et a trume, metame mashkin liyes trile.
So why doesn't the Gemara say the oichel will passel the trume, will be metame the trume?
The koma poselu.
So Taisus answers Mishum Dakati Koidim Yudchas Dovo Loigozru Liyes Mashkin Trile Kamoisha Forish.
That the Yudchas Dovo Beshas they were Goizel. The Yudchas Dovo this din was not Chal yet.
Of Kol HaPoifol Satruma Metama Mashkin Liyes Trile Kamoisha Forish. Therefore the Gemara says Posel.
The Svasemis and the Rishash say a very Gishmaket Teret on Taisus Kasher.
That this whole thing is a gzeira.
They were afraid that the oichlim will passel the trume.
What should the Gemara have said? They were afraid the oichlim will be metame the trume.
To make it a rishon is only a trume the rabbonon. Kol apoisel sa trume metame mashkel liyeschile.
So then this is a gzeira l'gzeira.
Why should you, if the whole thing you're afraid of the trume becoming a rishon, it's only a rishon the rabbonon. So you should make a gzeire that he becomes, this whole thing is a gzeire, this might occur. And if it occurs, it's also only a tumid rabbonim.
So it never makes us a gzeire.
Therefore, the Gemara spoke about the kilkul diaraisa.
The kilkul diaraisa is, he'll be poisel at
that tumid. That is a kilkul diaraisa. Because if he has a shiny, it will make the tumah shlishi min atayra.
So since that is a kilkul diaraisa, therefore they made this gzeira.
Let us go further. Vahabo roishoi verubai b'mayim shuvim.
If a person is born, he goes into mayim shuvim roishoi verubai.
Now what's wrong with mayim shuvim? My time goes rubei rabbonon tume.
Why were they going to tuma mayim shuvim?
Omar Rabbivi, Omar Rabasi. Shebetchila ayu toivlin b'mei ma'orais mechunasin usruchen.
The mikvois that were available b'zman chazal were not too clean.
So they weren't any pumps. It was very difficult to change the water.
So the mikvois were usruchen. They had a bad odor.
So after a person went to the mikveh, so he was toil from the tumeh, but there was an odor on him.
So afterwards, in order that the odor should disappear, so they poured mayim shuvim on him to get rid of the odor.
Hischilu v'som kvah.
The first the genius who had this idea was Taka an idea.
And then everyone said, Taka made a big idea. Why, after going to the mikveh, yeah, everyone has to know about it.
Al kaponim. So everyone started doing it.
They made it a kviyis that after the mikveh you pour mayim shuvim.
Gozru aleihem tum.
Maikva. Amar Abaye shayu oimrim.
They already it became. They were saying loy elu metarim,
elu elu ve'elu metarim.
People, since this became a natural procedure. That after the tefillah, they used to clean themselves with mayim shuvim.
So people got into their minds that eilu ve'eilu metare,
that you need that the tare is nigmar after the mayim shuvim.
Amalei rove may not kemino.
So what'll be? So people think you need a tefillah and then you need mayim shuvim. So what's wrong?
Hakatovli bahanoch.
They tabled themselves first,
so they think you need something else also.
So what could be wrong with this?
So let them think that you need two things.
But they're minded that you need tvila also.
So the Rishash asks Akasha, the Rishash and Svatemis asks Akasha,
notice Abayadiki Kilkul.
If they'll think you need first tvila and then mayim shuvim in order to become toya.
So what will happen if a person doesn't have mayim shuvim?
He went to the mikveh, and he comes out of the mikveh, and he asks, where's the Mayim Shuvim? And the Balon tells him, we ran out of Mayim Shuvim. Ah, so he feels in Gansen to Bloche. So he thinks he's still Tomei. No, the day didn't start off so good. Then he'll go and touch Truma. Oy vey, Rahman and the Tzlan. He was Metame the Truma also. So now they're going to burn the Truma. So Memele, so forget this alone is a Gevaldike Kilkel. If people will think that you need a Mayim Shuvim to be Goyma Vitare, so it'll come out if he'll touch Truma before the Mayim Shuvim, he'll be under the impression that the Truma is Tomei Nitraiv Sreifis, will come out, Yuma'abit Truma in this. So that alone is a Gevaldike Kilkel. What Rav is Kasha, my Nafke Mino, this a Kilkel might come out. This Kasha, the Rishash and Svasema says, and the Maimisada answers, he says, if he thinks he's Tomei, he won't touch Truma. I mean, if he thinks he's Tomei, he won't get near Truma, so there's nothing what to worry about. That was Rav is Kasha. And Omar Rav. So Rav said there was a different shash. Shoye oimrim, loy eilu metarim, ela eilu metarim. No, if you need already the mayim shuvim, so they'll come to the conclusion that only the mayim shuvim is metar, and you don't even need the tvila b'mayim mechonot. So therefore, they had to say that the mayim shuvim is metamim, to prevent a person from being boroshi v'rubei b'mayim shuvim. Let us see Rashi. Hachi gassim, hayutayvlim b'mei ma'ores ruchim mechonotim. They used to tayvle themselves with mikvois mechonotim, sheyesh bo mem sa meg pshamim. It had 40 sov meg pshamim shem sheyrim l'chol tome chutz mizov l'vadoi. This is good for all tmeim. But you nice them alayim al gufon mayim shuvim lahav yotzirchein a mitzvah to take away the odor from the mikvah. Yischilu atoivlim vasum ha-shuvim kva. This became a regular procedure. Lepika gozol ha-shuvim tume letame odam achat filose. So therefore they said that these mayim are metame the person. Avalei metame shem oichel umashke, elim kei nitmo b'sheret. Shuvim is not metame an oichel umashke. They only said shuvim is metame an odom. They didn't make any different tuman. Loi eilu de mikva levado metarim, elo eilu ve'eilu metarim. The meter shehugu ha'kil bekach, loi hoyu yoidim. So they became unaware shalahave razuma hoyu ha'shuvim boim. That the whole purpose of the shuvim is only lahave razuma. Elo letayah, they're under the impression that it comes to be that it's metayah. So the Rovet my nafkalon me not even shekulam tayvun tchila be mikveh. Everyone first tayvuls himself in the mikveh. My ifbes la rabbanon imasu ha tayvulim kva achet filo. What could be? Ela elo metarim. Chashinu duma osi letumi tayres mikveh. They'll finally jump to a conclusion. Don't need a mikveh at all. The tayvul beshuvim. So therefore they said a person after Tvila, if he comes in contact with Mayim Shuvim, the Mayim Shuvim will be Mitame. So that is Dafke. After the Tvila, they asked Mayim Shuvim that a person shouldn't start thinking that not this Mikveh Shuvim is Mitame. So the Gemara asks, "Aber v'toyer shenoflu al roishe v'rubei shloishe lugi mayim shuvim, my time gozru bei rabbonon tume." Why would they gaze the tume on him? This toyer didn't go to the mikveh today. Some of the out of the clear blue sky, mayim shuvim fell on him. So why were they metame him? What kilkel could come out? So the Gemara says, "The ilai ha lekai maho." That you needed this, or else the first zera wouldn't remain. Let us see Rashi. My time ho lav la'achet tvilav. This is not after tvila, so here a tilkul will never come about. So much as he loved the gozer afalatoyer like kaimik zera bo achet tvilim. The omri people say maishna hay mahay. Why a toyer maim shuvim falls? He's not tamei, and here he's tamei. So the Melech told them be oike that gzeira also. So therefore they had to say that Mayim Shuvim is metame b'chol oike. There's a very interesting remor in Seif Simen Reish Aleph. We are speaking about now oich leitrume that habo b'may roishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvim they were metame als zeir. The Rambam in Tzayv Simen Reish Aleph in Yeredeye brings down Yesh Oisrin Lachzer V'Lilchayt Achar Kach. If a Isha is tovel herself, so the Rambam brings a Oisrin that after the mikveh she's not permitted to wash herself. And the Mekor is a Mordechai B'Shem Rashbat. The Mordechai, and the Mekor of the Mordechai is our Gemara. What is the connection to our Gemara? Mamish, the same kilkul. If an Isha will go after the mikveh, she'll be reichet herself with Mayim Shuvim, so right to the same kilkul. So she'll say, Le'eilu Metarim, Le'eilu Metarim. So Mamele, therefore, they said that they're not allowed to be reichet b'mayim shuvin after the tefillah. The Rabbi Yoh dinser with this Rashbat and Mordechai, and he says, chas v'sholem, because we have to understand what was the gzeire. Was the gzeire that the previous tefillah is no good? Or was the gzeira that the mayim shuvim is now metame? What was the gzeira? What was the gzeira by Trume? The gzeira by Trume was not that after the mayim shuvim, if he goes into mayim shuvim afterwards, so retroactively the tzvila is no good. First of all, there's no such thing that works retroactively. I mean, it's a ketayvot. Now he goes into mayim shuvim, it's only mekanul haba, not lemafreye. So if the tzvila was good, it wouldn't become not good, number one. And number two, what was the gzeira atoher shenoflu olav mayim, toher shenoflu olav mayim shuvim? He becomes tummy. So what's shot over there? He becomes tummy. There is no tvila, there's nothing. So al kolchoch you see that this whole din of mayim shuvim, it's metame letrume, that's all what it is. It's metame letrume. And the Gemara says that Baila Chulenu, Ve'enoi Trume. A Isha Le Baila is not called Trume. The Gemara says Legabi Yedin Kavone. You need Kavone Legabi Trume. By Baal, you don't need Kavone by the Tvila. Baila Chulenu. So Memele, so the Rav Yoh asks on the Mordechai that it's no Tushtal to our Gemara. Our Gemara was they only put a Tume on the Mayim Shuvim, that it's Metamehim, that he's Poisal as a Trume, that's all what they did. So Memela, this does not apply by an Ishin. So even though all the Achroinim, the Goyin also brings down the Svar of the Raviyo, that Lamaisa the Gzeire doesn't pass by an Ishe after Tvilota, Afal Pikein, the Ramos says, Bechein Noyagim. That the minig is, and Ramosh is a tshuva on it, he also says, no, the minig is a zoid, there's nothing what to do, you can't fight the Ramos. So I'll kapon him, but the minig is take, that ein reuchet in acher atvile, and Ramosh says the only minig was only the same night of the tvile, they asered rechitze. Afterwards, they zicher didn't aser rechitze. The gzeire was the same like, al kaponim, they were medame, so this gzeire, it's the same like this gzeire, that b'yoyim ha-tvile, they asered mayim shuvim. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'seifer, maitayme gozu be'rabonon tume. Now, the next halacha we had, that a sefer touches trume, it passes the trume. My time goes to be rabbon on trume. Why would they go to trume? Amar Rav Mishal shiye shebetchilo hoyu matniim et oichlin de trume eitzel sefer teire. That the kehanim they held it was a covet of the trume. They should not hold the trume together with the chulin. It's a double kodesh. So they used to go in the place where they kept the Sefer Torah, they put the Truma there also. Both are Dvorim Mekadoshim. V'omru Hai Kodesh, V'Hai Kodesh. That, Fakert, this is the Kovedik. You should store the Truma together with the Sefer Torah. Even the kachazu, the kosu, the day pseide, goes rubei rabbonon tumen. Let us see Rashi what the pseide was. Rashi says, we day pseide, achborim metsuyin eitzel oichlen. That means, trume ochulen, the achborim don't make a difference. So, memelu, whenever you have oichlen, you have automatically achborim. So, if you're going to bring these oichlen together with a sefer Torah, umafsidin as a sefer, so the achborim, just like they're busy eating up the trume, they'll be mafsid the sforim. Avol bechulen lehutzel chuligzer, rebelavol hinami lo yonaisen in choyle itzel kodesh. So, if, since Chazal said that a sefer is poisel as a trume, so no one will store trume next to a sefer Torah because it passes the trume. So memele, so we prevented the hefsid of the sefer, the achborim. But he didn't have to say that a sefer will be metam b'chulen because no one would ever have the audacity to store chulen with a, next to a sefer Torah because this is choyl and this is kodesh. I just thought a shtikel ha'ore that the Chazal wanted to prevent storing the trume next to a sefer Torah because of the achborim, because of the achborim. So therefore they said that the sefer Torah is metame the trume. Abul Achayre, we heard before in Rashi, there's a din of mishmeres trumoisai. Mishmeres Trumoisai, in the beginning of Psochem, it's Mavur, the din of Mishmeres is not only that the Trumish should not become Tomei. There's a din of Mishmeres Trumoisai that the Trumish should not be Heilach Le'ibud. That's part of the Mishmeres Trumoisai. He has to make sure that the Trumish shouldn't be Heilach Le'ibud. So I can't understand why else the din of Mishmeres Trumoisai he's not Mechuyiv to get an exterminator to get rid of the rat for the Trumish. Besides, L'chayra, the din of Mishmeres Trumoisai, he's mechuyiv to make sure that the truma shouldn't be heilach li'ibud. About Kaponim, as I state in the Gemara. Just the Gemara weiter. V'ha Yodayim. Why did they say that Yodayim are poysel as a truma? So the Gemara says, Neshe Yodayim as koni yisayim. Because Yodayim are askonius, so therefore they said, without an atila, it's poysel as a truma. So what is the type askonius? So Rashi says, v'noigin b'psoroi, or b'mokim t'noifis. It touches places which are not hygienic, it's not sanitary. Ugnai l'truma b'kach. So now, it's first the hand touched v'mokim t'noifis, and then he's touching, so it's a gnai for the truma, v'nimas la'ichlom sh'negei abo b'yadayim misayabri. So therefore people wouldn't eat the trume because he touched it with his hands which had previously touched mokim t'neifet. So therefore they said that tam yadayim pasol trume. Rabbi Seinu meforshim, Rashi brings from his rebbes a different shash, chayshinon shema nogu yodov b'tume. Since Yodayim askonies, so not afraid, maybe it touched b'mokim t'neifes, touched b'psoroi. If it's askonies, and he's not aware what he's doing all the time, maybe it touched tume, v'nitmo, and maybe he became tome. That is the chash. We're afraid, since Yodayim askonies, that he became tome. Because, Rashi says, if you're afraid that he might have touched a double tummy and became tummy, im kein necha shemen noga ba'ava tummy. So let us be afraid, maybe he touched a nava tummy. V'nimtza rishayin. So he's now a rishayin. V'yitameno. So why do you say that Yodayim are only poisel as a trume? If the whole shash is Yodayim as konyis, maybe he touched a double tummy. No, maybe he touched a nava tummy. So he's a Rishin, so he should be metame the Tumah. For oi, maishno yadayim luchudayu, b'chol gufay nigzer lizel Tumah, shema nogu yodov betumah, v'nitma kol gufay. So why did they say only if you're afraid that since the yadayim are iskonis that he became Tumah,
So if he became Tomei, so Truma, which will touch any part of his body, should become Pasul, should become Tomei, because the Chash is that he became Tomei. So Mamela, why is Tavke Yadayim Pasul Nasa Truma? Well, Oid, and if the Chash is that he became Tomei, Leitiz Gilei Benetila Ela Betzvila. So he should have to table himself. So since you see that the Tila is sufficient, so we see that Askonius means, the way Rashi said before, that it was not given Mokim tonight. Tane, we learned, Af Yodayim Habois Machma Sefer Poislus Esatrum. Now, if Yodayim will touch a Sefer Torah, it also, the Yodayim also become Tomei, and they pass for Tumei. Mishum derapanach. And that what they were geyser tumal yodayim when they touch a sefer, this is because of rapanach. The omar rapanach, omar rab yechanin, ha'oiche sefer teire orum, if a person will touch a sefer teire orum, so orum means he's touching the sefer teire without a matpacha, that means he's touching it, his hand is touching the palmet of the Sefer Torah, there's nothing between his hands and the Sefer Torah, nikbar olam. So b'shas kevuze, he will be olam. So the Gemara says, olam sal kedaitach, it seems this is too great of an einish, that he should be nikbar olam. Elo omar, such a bezoyin, elo omar abzeire, olam b'loy mitzvah. The kevuze will be buried olam without any mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Belay mitzvah salke daitach," because he touched the Sefer Torah orum, so he'll be nikva without any mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Ala ema orum belay oisa mitzvah." The mitzvah that he was koine b'shas he was oiches the Sefer Torah, that mitzvah he will lose. Let us see the bottom teisvis. Belay oisa mitzvah. If he was holding a Sefer Torah and Orum, ein loy tzchar shel oisay limud. That limud, the tzchar of that limud he will not have. V'im bishvil igoyle loy, if he held the Sefer Torah in order to make glila, ein a mekabel tzchar ala glila. There's a mechadik evolved from the Ben Yoyodo. The Ben Yoyodo says, we see that if he held the Sefer Torah in his bare hands without a davar mafsik beinei le Sefer Torah, he does not have the schar of the mitzvah that he was mekayim b'shas achizah. But what is the lashon ha'oiche Sefer Torah orum nikbar orum? What does it have to kvure? He doesn't have the schar of that mitzvah. What does it have to kvure? So the Ben Yoyada says a gevaldik kibbutz. He says, we have a klal, schar mitzvah bahai al melekeh. The schar of a mitzvah is so great that it is impossible to pay a person on this world the complete schar of the mitzvah. So therefore, when he's nikbar, the mitzvah goes along with him, because he can never be completely paid for the mitzvah. The memela, he's nikbar together with the mitzvah. But that is only if a person knows how to evaluate and to be machshiv a mitzvah. But ha'oiche sefer teira orum, that means he touched the sefer teira with his bare hands. He wasn't mechabed the sefer teira. He wasn't machshiv the sefer teira. So memele, so since he wasn't machshiv this mitzvah, so the schar of the mitzvah also doesn't have the chshivis that a schar of a mitzvah should have. So what is pshat? So he'll get paid on this world. That's how you will machshiv the mitzvah. So that's how your schar will be. So he'll get paid on this world. So nikbar orum, when he's bagrobin, this orum eisa mitzvah, the schar of this mitzvah will not be malave him la'alma dikshayt. It's only a schar that's permitted for this mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, sefer Torah orum, Ella al yedei matpachas. One should touch the sefer Torah. One should hold the sefer Torah. They matpachas. Ilema. Oh, this is going on further. Let us see the next to the last tesis. Ha'oicha sefer Torah orum
Das Maschme, the love that ke seifa teure, the kol kisvei koidish nan be meseches yodayim, she metamen et ha yodayim. So Taisus means to say as follows. Taisus means to say, the Gemara is telling us that since he did an avle, he was oiche seifa teure orem, which he wasn't permitted to do, so Chazal cancelled him, and the knas was that they made, that he's a poisel et ha trume. That's what Chazal did. So they put a tumah. There's no, in Hilchus Tumah V'Tareh, there's no legitimate tumah on him. But that was a knas in order to prevent that he should be Eichas Eifat Teirom. They said, if you're Eichas Eifat Teirom, so Memele, you'll become tumah. The Yadayim, the Yadayim, that's a poisel, that's a Yadayim. So Tosfos says, the Gemara says, the Mesestis Yadayim, that Kisvei HaKodesh, are also mitame et the yadayim. Now, kisvei hakodesh is mitame et yadayim, so mitame it's the same reason as by sefer Torah. And the only reason by sefer Torah is because, he's not permitted to hold it orem. So we see from here that a person is not permitted to hold the chav dalet kisvei kodesh orem also. That's shittas hatosfos. So according to shittas hatosfos, it's a shrek. It comes out, the Bible of a Megillah is one of the Chavdal of Kisvei Kodesh, so one is not permitted to hold a Megillah, the Yodah, because it's a Oiches Kisvei Kodesh Orem. The Magen Avraham and Simen Kof Mem Zayin brings down a Taisus and Chagigah. The Taisus and Chagigah wants to say that the Din Tumeh is not directly connected with the Din Achizeh, because it says in Mesechtes Yodayim, Ha'oiches tefillin, and ha'oiches ritzui shol tefillin, is also mitame et ha'yodayim. Now, is then the halacha that one is not permitted to touch tefillin orim, the zichah not touch halacha. So we see that the din tume et ha'yodayim is not solely in the yisar achize. Chazal made a din tume even though there's no yisar achize. So memele, it could be the same thing by kisvei kodesh. La halacha we paskin, the Gemara paskin, that, first of all, there's a machlokes by Sefer Torah alone, if a person will wash his hands, is he permitted to touch a Sefer Torah? Others hold that he's permitted, la halacha we paskin, he's not permitted. But by Kisvei Kodesh, the Gemara is machia, that if a person washes his hands before he's permitted to touch Kisvei Kodesh Orum, not like our Taisvus. And one more ha'orele, there's a very interesting Mishnah Brure in Hilchus Netilas Yadayim that brings a Chaye Yodam. The Chaye Yodam clears a Shaila. Here we have a din, if a person touches a Sefer Torah, so he becomes Tomeh. He's a Paisal HaSatumeh. The din that we have Netilas Yadayim is, but before we eat past, is the din of Netilas Yadayim. So that din of Netilas Yadayim, the Gemara says in Chulim, is al Tzrach Trume. Because Kahanim had to wash their hands when they ate Trume, so Memela, we wash our hands for Chulim. So the Chayodim clears a Shaila. So the din of Netilas Yadayim lechulim is derived from the din of Netilas Yadayim from Trume. And by Trume, if a person touches Sifrei Kodesh, his hands are Tome, he needs Netilas. So the Chayodam says, if a person will touch tefillin, or a person will touch kisvei hakodesh in the middle of the eating, he has to go and wash his hands. And he held, l'chayri should make a bracha also, but he says, it's not, it's a double mechudish, don't make a bracha, but make sure to wash your hands. That's what the Chayodam says. The Bir Aloche in Hilchus Netilas Yadayim, this is in Simen Kuf Samachay, the Bir Aloche is Marich, and he says no, that this din of touching Kisvei HaKodesh is only by Trume, but not by Chulim. That's a Bir Aloche in Simen Kuf Samachay. But it's very interesting, there's a Bir Aloche in Simen Tov Ayin Hei, in Hilchus Pesach, that there the Bir Aloche brings down a Shiboyli Haleket. The Shiboyli Haleket says, if a person washed his hands by Karpas, and he was boruloi, shaloi noga b'kisvei hakodesh, so he's not mechuyim to wash his hands again when he makes the moitzi. Talkaponim, we see the Sheboile Alekev held that Kisvei HaKodesh is Metame Yodov Aflechus.